Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Morgan, this is James Shaner. I am calling in reference to an order that I made, and I'm needing to understand why your company, or not, I don't care why, I just need to know your company says Try Extreme Discount Supply. But what I'm seeing on my bank card is something completely different, and I'm just trying to verify that.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
33982.
33982?
Yes.
And what was your first and last name?
James Shaner, S-H-A-N-E-R. I can give you the order number, ma'am, if you need it.
No, sir. I just need you to verify with your mailing address.
My mailing address, 5229 Shell Mound Circle, Punta Gorda, Florida, 33982.
Yes, sir. And I do see you have the foot massager. It can bill differently depending on how you saw the advertisement for that foot massager. So if you saw it as like a Facebook advertisement or it's like an Instagram advertisement, or you got like email, okay, or you went to the website, depending on how you saw the advertisement, it's going to show differently on your account.
Okay. Well, here's the problem, ma'am. Okay. Because this is went to the prod department. Okay. And let me explain to you. Okay. What ended up happening is, of course, you know, I'm buying from somebody and getting a receipt from Try Extreme Discount Supplies. I then get a bill for $7.95 to Ultimate Design Fashions, which has nothing to do with what I bought, okay? So that was okay, and I really didn't concern myself until the next day somebody charged more money on that same account and to Ultimate Design Fashions. Then I went to the fraud department, okay? So this thing is now in fraud, okay? So what I'm trying to verify before I, you know, go any further, I mean, I'm willing, I mean, I did purchase the $7.95. I really did. And I know that, and I'm not denying that. But the $54.97 that was charged the next day, I did not do. And, of course, it overdrew my account, and it's causing me all kinds of problems, okay? And I've had bounce checks as a result of all this. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. So that's why I asked you, ma'am, what the name would be on my bank account. And what you're telling me is it could be anything.
Yeah, sure. It'll bill differently depending on how you saw the advertisement. What happens when you place the order for the foot massager? That's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. Whenever you place the order, you get a $125 gift card for the $54.97. And that would have been emailed to Shane or Shaner JG.
What would you just say? You're telling me that I bought more. Well, I'm sorry. Could you repeat what you said?
So whenever you place that order for the foot massager, that's an entry gift into the website where the order was placed from the Extreme Discount Supply. You get a $125 gift card, and that goes towards any purchase in the store or any future purchase in the store. And that would have been for the $54.97. That gift card would have been emailed to the ShanerJG@gmail.com.
And it wasn't. And ma'am, I mean, I didn't authorize the $54.97, ma'am. So I'm having a real – so let me just say this. I think I'll just leave it in the fraud department then because that's fraud.
Yeah, sir. It's on the website whenever you place the order. So you've already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes, I have.
So what happens when you dispute a charge with your bank is that they issue a temporary refund. During the investigation process, they'll verify that the order was placed, and they'll remove that temporary refund initially back to the merchant, which would be us. That's called a chargeback, and we don't issue refunds once a chargeback happens. We can have this account canceled. That would cancel the future billings. If you would like a refund, you would just need to call back with your bank.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess you would like to get this resolved without causing too much more trouble for any of us, okay? But obviously, right now, I have three $36 overdraft charges because there's three checks that come in and overdrafted as a result of this $54.97, okay, that I never knew that I authorized, okay? So I've got to make my financial problem is a lot bigger than just $54. Okay. So at this stage of the game, you know, I have issued it, but obviously I can withdraw it if I'm going to get all my money back. You know, is it, so are you saying that we can work that out, or are you saying I still need to just go to the bank and keep on with what I'm doing?
We can issue the refund for the $54.97. You would have to have your bank on the line, though. You would have to call back with them on the phone.
Well, I'll just leave it in the fraud department, too. Okay.
What happens when you file that dispute is that it puts your account into a chargeback because you did place the order. If a chargeback happens, it basically means that your bank has verified the order and they'll return the money back to us. If your account goes into a chargeback, we will not issue a refund at all. It'll freeze your account.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, ma'am, is that I didn't authorize $54.97.
Whenever you place the order for the foot massager, you have to agree to the terms and conditions, which state that you're going to be enrolled in our monthly subscription if you don't cancel it.
Ma'am, that's not fair at all. I mean, I didn't see anything like that.
We apologize. The terms and conditions were overlooked, but you would have had to agree that you read and understood those. Stephen placed the order for the foot massager.
I would not. Oh, okay. Okay. I do want to make this amenable to both of us. So bottom line is, now you're telling me I have to call my bank and get my bank and me to call you guys back. Is that what
That's
you said
correct.
To me?
You can either have the representatives call us directly to negotiate a refund, or you can initiate the conference call, and you can be on the line while it happens.
Okay.
However, to avoid a chargeback happening on the account, we'd have to speak with the representative.
Okay. So, I really, I mean, I still think, okay. Okay, ma'am. I understand. I'll move forward with my orders. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
You have a great
support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.